Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
Two men were stabbed overnight, one fatally, inside a laundromat in the Bronx. Our Glenn Shuck has that story.
Crime scene investigators doing their work inside the 303 laundromat. Witnesses are saying it was about 2:30 this morning when a guy walked in carrying shirts but then went on the attack. A man initially not identified, we don't even have his age, was stabbed multiple times and killed. A 47-year-old man was rushed to Lincoln Hospital with stab wounds. He's stable. Ida was just in the laundromat last night.
Very shocking, very shocking. I can't believe it. Yeah, they have plenty of cameras, so they should, maybe they'll find out the person that done it. Because there's a lot of cameras in there.
The suspect, a guy in his 30s, seen running south on College Avenue as cops try to track him down. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Claremont section of the Bronx.
And that came right after six men were shot in the Fordham Heights section of the Bronx last night. It happened around 8:15 at East 191st Street and Morris Avenue. Police say two people parked a scooter in St. James Park, then walked over and opened fire on the group of men who were hanging out on the sidewalk. Cops say they fired nine times, hitting all six men. The NYPD's commanding officer of patrol for the Bronx, Benjamin Gurley, says all six are expected to survive.
When the police arrived, there was two victims on the scene. There was two other victims that fled in a vehicle and flagged down EMS, and they were taken to an area hospital. And then we had two other victims that walked into two different hospitals, one in Queens and one in the Bronx.
The gunman reportedly fled on the scooter. A motive for the shooting is not yet known, and the investigation is ongoing. A person of interest has been identified in that case we told you about earlier this week where a burning body was found inside a shopping cart in Yonkers. Police traced that murder through a series of surveillance videos back to an apartment in the South Bronx where more human remains were discovered, along with drug paraphernalia and a firearm. The video shows two men wheeling an apparently heavy object in the shopping cart. The cart is similar to the one that was found burning on a desolate street in Yonkers in the early hours Monday morning. Police later discovered that that corpse was transported to Yonkers aboard a Metro North train. Police say the one person of interest has been identified. No one is in custody. A Long Islander and her daughter had been looking forward to seeing Taylor Swift in Vienna, until a terror plot canceled the shows there.
Kim Kirby of Rockville Center and her daughter had everything planned, from their outfits to their freshly painted nails, to see Taylor Swift at a concert in Vienna.
This was the big part of our trip.
But on the plane, they found out the show had been canceled.
And we were already on the plane and going, so there wasn't much we could do. We understand that this is what had to be done. It's more important that everybody be safe.
Kirby spent $1,600 on the two tickets. She hopes she will get a refund and not a credit. She also says she will take precautions while there.
We're going to stay away from trains and big crowds.
The two also plan to go to Croatia and Venice for their mother-daughter trip. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Planned Parenthood has announced that its only clinic in Manhattan will stop performing abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Wendy Stark, the president of Planned Parenthood of Greater New York, tells the New York Times that it's because this particular clinic can no longer afford the so-called deep sedation that's required to perform such abortions. The decision is the latest sign of financial struggles for Planned Parenthood's New York chapter, which also plans to close four clinics around the state, including the one on Staten Island. Winds News Time 11:06. Six people are under arrest in an alleged credit card scheme on Long Island.
The six are accused of stealing the identities of many, many people to open up Lowe's credit cards. And then the six are accused of charging up a storm $25,000 in credit card bills in the names of the victims. The crimes happened from October 2023 to February 2024 at Lowe's stores across Suffolk County. And the DA says one of the six defendants also rented an apartment in Patchogue in one of the victims' names after stealing the victim's personal information. Do not become a victim. Experts say freeze your credit so that no one could apply for a credit card, a loan, or an apartment, and check your credit reports on a regular basis. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Investigators are working to identify the remains of at least 14 decomposed bodies that were discovered on a boat abandoned off the coast of the Dominican Republic. Officials say the bodies were found next to 12 packages of what appears to be either cocaine or heroin. The exact cause of death is not known, but they were found on an Atlantic route known as one of the most dangerous in the world. Boats that miss their destination can sometimes be swept away by currents and set adrift for months, leaving those aboard to die of dehydration or malnutrition. Well, as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East, Israel remains on alert for a potential retaliatory strike.
Israel increasingly believes Hezbollah will strike first and without Iran after last week's twin assassinations in Beirut and Tehran. Iran apparently still weighing its reprisal strike in the face of steep diplomatic pressure and beefed up U.S. military assets here in the region. Hezbollah expected to limit its missile and drone strikes to IDF military targets, but that could still include hitting bases in Tel Aviv for the first time since the Gaza war began. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
President Biden spoke this week with his counterpart from Egypt on the continued hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meantime, says the new leader of Hamas has the power to reach a ceasefire deal in his hands. New York City Comptroller Brad Lander is calling on Governor Hochul to sign the Climate Change Superfund Act into law. That measure would require polluters to pick up the tab for climate change reversal projects.
There's less likely to be cooling centers in low-income communities that are most vulnerable to heat unless we have the resources to make sure that we provide air conditioning for vulnerable and low-income seniors.
A spokesperson for the governor would not say whether or not she plans to sign it, but did say she championed climate resiliency throughout her time in office, while also releasing plans to protect New Yorkers from extreme weather.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.